This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Out with the old, in with the new. That is, of course, the theme when the year turns over. And for 2024, as it has been for the past couple of years, people have been taking their lists of what's in and what's out to social media. Maybe you've seen them floating around in your feed. Well, today we're making a list of our own, what is in and what is out when it comes to the economy. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab made some calls.
Sean Snaith has his personal list of what's in and out this year. At the top of what's in is a goal we all know well. He wants to exercise more.
This is a form of shaming on a national scale, perhaps, that will make me go to the gym.
That's one of his promises to himself for 2024. But Snaith, who directs the Institute for Economic Forecasting at the University of Central Florida, says his economic in and out list is more about predictions. And he thinks this year looks a little clearer.
The widespread belief that the U.S. economy is heading into a recession seems to be out.
That out depends on some other ins and outs. Like Snaith says, high levels of consumer spending, out. Also out?
Workers having the strong upper hand over employers.
Meanwhile, Carola Binder, an economist at Haverford College, has a sense for what's on the list at the Federal Reserve.
Out with the rate hikes and potentially in with rate cuts.
These are pretty positive visions for 2024. Though, like any intentions we set at the beginning of the year, hurdles can get in the way. Binder says one is oil.
Oil prices were relatively steady in 2023, and it seems unlikely that we'll have that much good luck in 2024.
Partly because of potential disruptions from the Israel-Hamas war, which touches on one more unfortunate in from economist Francesco Bianchi at Johns Hopkins, geopolitical uncertainty.
2024 will be a very stressful year in terms of exactly what kind of global economy we are going to have going forward.
Global conflicts, ongoing trade tensions, elections both here and abroad, a lot is happening this year. Just don't let yourself use that as an excuse to skip the gym. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.